What the Cluck, Episode 52, How to Keep Predators from Stealing Your Chickens. Hey guys, it's Mayotte from Frugal Chicken here, and welcome to this episode of What the Cluck, where we're going to talk about how to keep your chickens safe from predators. These are my best tips, and you'll definitely feel better prepared by the end of this episode. Stick around for the end because I'm going to give you some pro tips to also discover what's killing your birds, as well as some preparedness tips so that you're not left in the wind if your chickens are getting picked off. I'll also tell you where you can grab a free cheat sheet with all of the details from this episode on them. You can print it out and keep it as a handy reference. It also has three extra tips on it that are not discussed in this episode, so it's definitely a valuable resource that you are going to want. And I'll give you the URL so that you can download that cheat sheet at the end of this episode. Now, before we begin, this episode is sponsored by ButcherBox. And if you don't know what this is, ButcherBox is a service that brings affordable, grass-fed beef, pork, and pasture-raised chickens right to your doorstep. Now, there's a particular reason why I'm partnering with ButcherBox for this episode, and that's because I think this product is a solution to a particular problem that homesteaders like us and anyone who's trying to live a more sustainable life has, namely, how to get fresh grass-fed beef. Now, I know for us, we try to eat as organically as possible, and I'm sure that you do too, but grass-fed beef is hard to come by in our area. We do live on 10 acres, but we don't have room for cattle. And I know that many of you out there are dying to start homesteading and you want to live an organic life and you don't really know where to begin or you feel frustrated because you don't have land. I know that feeling. Or maybe you're having a hard time finding like a beef sharing program or you don't want to go through the ordeal of buying a steer, having to raise it for 1 or 2 years, then having to go through the process of finding a butcher and then worrying about whether or not the meat you get back is actually the meat that you brought in. That's a real problem with some butchers. So the solution to this is ButcherBox. Now there's a number of different box options to choose from, and you can get grass-fed beef sourced from small family farms delivered right to your doorstep. This company goes out of its way to ensure that the beef, pork, and chicken that they deliver is grass-fed, ethically raised, and sustainably sourced. Now, ButcherBox costs $1.29 a month, and you get around 20 individual meals at about a 5 to 8 ounce portion size. So the price works out to about $6.50 a serving, and shipping is free. Who doesn't love free shipping, right? So you can find them at getButcherBox.com, and be sure to use the coupon code FrugalChicken at checkout to get $10 off. Now let's get on with our episode, which is about keeping your chickens safe from predators. Now, I know that this is a problem that a lot of chicken owners have, and we actually have this problem too. We do keep chickens, obviously, and we do have our fair share of predators. In our area, it tends to be predators like possums and neighborhood dogs, and hawks are kind of an issue here too, and owls. We don't really have problems with like bears or anything. They're just not in our area. So I know that, you go through all of this effort raising your chickens. You don't want them to get picked off by predators. There's no point in that. It's frustrating. So these are my best tips to help you keep your chickens safe from predators, all right? So the first tip is make sure that you use a coop, even if you let your chickens free range, and make sure that the coop has latches on it, all right? So make sure that it closes tight and that you can actually latch it shut. The coop should be secure, constructed of sturdy wood, it shouldn't have any holes, and no way for a predator to get in. And even if you allow your chickens to free range, keeping them in a coop at night is critical to making sure that they stay safe from predators. If they're out in the open, if they, roost in a tree, if they roost in your barn, they're really at a risk for a predator to come and grab them in the middle of the night. And it happens in the blink of an eye, and it happens a lot quicker, and it happens a lot more often than you think it would. All right. So now you're keeping them in a coop, and it should lock, and the doors should close tight. Okay. Now, one of our coops that we don't use anymore, but we used it for a couple of years, the door didn't actually close tight the whole way. There was a gap that predators could still get in, and it did actually happen a few times. We had possums that would come in the middle of the night, and they would pullets, for example, and young roosters, they don't actually roost until they're, a little bit older. When they're about 12 weeks old, they roost on the ground. So predators, if they were able to get through that crack, they attacked all of our, pullets and roosters that were laying on the ground there. So it's definitely imperative to make sure that the door does close tight, that there are no gaps, and there's no way for it to be pried open. Now, the locks themselves should be somewhat complicated if raccoons are a problem in your area. This is less of an issue if you don't have an issue with raccoons. Let's say, for example, coyotes or dogs are a bigger issue. But if raccoons are an issue, make sure that the lock is pretty complicated. Simple latches, raccoons are very clever and they're able to open them up. So, for example, if you have a latch that's just a hook enclosure, they can figure that out pretty quickly. So go to your local hardware store, look at all the latches. If it seems a little bit complicated, then that's the one you want. Now, the next thing to consider when it comes to your coop is that if it has windows, and some of ours do actually, so if it has windows, put half-inch hardware cloth on the windows. You're going to want to put that on the inside to discourage predators from coming in. If you have open windows, predators can just leap right in, grab a chicken, leap right out. Now, the thing to remember too is make sure that you put the hardware cloth, if you staple it, do whatever, however you happen to affix it to the wall, put it on the inside so that it can't just be ripped off. Dogs, for example, they can claw off the hardware cloth if it's just kind of like stapled on the outside, that sort of thing. It's a lot easier for them to pull it off. And then by the same token, with the hardware cloth, make sure that it is completely secure on there. Even if you put it on the inside, if it's sort of, half stapled on there, or it's not totally completely stuck on the wall with, with however you've chosen to do it, a neighborhood dog or a large predator could leap through it and just push it in. So more important than making sure it's on the inside is making sure that it's actually securely on there. Now, the next thing you should do is make sure that the roof is in good condition, that there's no small spaces or ways for animals like skunks or minks to get in. Those animals in particular are very good at wiggling in and out of small spaces. And if there's a hole in the roof, it's very, they go very easily, find their way in. Now, if you do allow your chickens to free range, and we all kind of know my opinion on free ranging, that it's something you shouldn't really do unless the chickens are being actively watched, simply because predators can kind of come out of nowhere. But if you are allowing your chickens to free range, be sure to put them in the coop every night. When they're chicks, or if they're new chickens that you got the other day, for example, show them that the coop is their home by feeding them in the coop, put water in there, and do that until they realize that it's their home and until they realize that this is where they're going to go at night. And one way to do that is to make sure that you feed them, just about before dusk, that sort of thing. That way they start to get the idea of, okay, this is where our food is, and now we're going to go to sleep. And many times I'm contacted by people who say, well, my chickens won't roost in the coop. I'm doing this, I'm doing that. They just won't use the coop. At that point, if that's happening to you, you want to look at the coop itself. Is there something unattractive about it? Is there a way for a predator to get in? Is, whatever it could be. There could be a million things that are going on there, but if the chickens are choosing to not use it, then, and you've gone through the steps of feeding them there and trying to establish them there, and you've locked them in it, and they're still not using it. You need to look at the coop itself and see if that there's something going on that's making it unattractive to them. Now, the next thing that you should look at are roosts, okay? And these are the things, obviously, that chickens sleep on at night. Put roosts in the coop, especially if your coop has high ceilings. Now, the advantage to this is that chickens can fly up there to get away from predators. They'll also be sleeping up there at night and resting up there at night. And if they're high enough, predators are going to have a hard time getting to them. Even a big dog can only jump so high. So put the roost in a place where it's harder for a predator to jump as well. For example, you want to make sure that it's away from walls to the best of your ability, where a predator can, use the wall to climb higher. So, for example, in our coops, we put them horizontally across from one end of the coop to the other. Some people I've seen have chosen to do it more like on a vertical parallel to the wall. That's a bad idea because a dog or some other predator could just jump up, grab a chicken, and then they use the, for example, they use the wall to get higher than they would otherwise. All right. So just make sure you put your roost up pretty high. I, go for 6 to 8 feet up in the air if possible. If that's not possible, then it's just not possible. But 6 to 8 feet up in the air, and make sure it's perpendicular to the walls themselves, or at least perpendicular to any wall that could, make it easy for them to for make it easy for a predator to jump up, if that makes sense. Hopefully that makes sense. Now, the next thing that you're going to want to do is make sure that their run is secure. So we've talked about the coop, and now we're talking about the run where, they might be hunting and pecking and, where they go out during the day, that sort of thing. Again, make sure that the hardware cloth is secure and that you're using something that's sufficiently sturdy, hardware cloth, that sort of thing, that dogs and bears or whatever, they can't just tear through it. And that's happened a few times on our farm where, we've not used hardware cloth proper. We've used chain link or we've used chicken wire, and the animals have been able to just pry it open. A possum or a dog or whatever it was, have just been able to pry it open, get, make a big enough hole to slink through, grab a chicken, and come out. And they can get into holes smaller than we think that they can. I mean, we've lost chickens through holes that I'm like, I said, nothing could possibly get through this hole, and that's the only way that a predator could have gotten into that coop. And again, with your run, make sure that it's completely secure, that there aren't any holes or any areas where a predator could just, sort of slink through, that sort of thing. You definitely want to make sure that you use half-inch hardware cloth. Any bigger, you run the risk of an animal being able to stick its claws through. For example, raccoons and possums, they can just stick their hands through a 1-inch hole, 1-inch hardware cloth hole, and go ahead and just grab your chicken and just completely, decimate it as they try to pull it through the hardware cloth. So half-inch hardware cloth is what is recommended. And you can go with a quarter inch if you want to, but definitely don't go any bigger than half inch. Now, with your run, one thing that you're going to want to do is, because it's harder to close them up tight at night, is you're going to want to make sure that it's pretty tall. It's preferable to put a top on a run. That's not always possible if the space is large, that sort of thing. But you definitely want to make it tall. And what I like to do is I like to make it between 6 and 8 feet high, and that's to deter predators from climbing, that sort of thing. Raccoons, for example, are excellent climbers. So if it's tall enough, they're not going to bother. But if it's, let's say 4 feet high, 6 feet high, that sort of thing, you run the risk of them trying to climb in. Now, similarly, if hawks or owls are an issue, one thing that you might want to consider is putting a cover over the run. And we do this on our farm. We have a chicken coop with a lot of our hens that has a cover on it, and largely it's to keep them in, but it's also to keep predators out. These particular hens have been beat up by roosters, and so we want to keep them in so that they're safe and that they can regrow their feathers and heal and that sort of thing. But the advantage to this also is that it's keeping predators like hawks and owls out. Now, before you say, well, hawks and owls aren't a problem in my area, you really don't know what predators are truly a problem in your area. Like, I say that it's possums and it's dogs, but for all I know, there could be coyotes running around out there, and I wouldn't know it because none of my chickens are getting picked off because they're all in secure coops. So before you say, well, hawks and owls aren't an issue, just, consider whether or not they might be. Now, in this case, we do use chicken wire instead of hardware cloth for the top of the run. For the sides of the run, we use, something sturdier than that. But for the top of the run, we use chicken wire, and that's just because it's meant to keep them in, and it's harder for a predator to come in from the top, to grab them, obviously, because a chicken can just run away. But coming in from the side, it's a lot easier for them to grab the chicken through there, if that makes sense. So for the sides, you definitely want to use at least half inch hardware cloth, but for the top, you can be a little bit relaxed. If you want, you can still use a half inch hardware cloth, but if you want to, save a little bit of money, that sort of thing, you can use just a 1 inch or a half inch chicken wire. Now, going back to hawks and owls for a minute, hawks will attack during the day, but owls are more likely to attack at night. But they might attack at dusk before your chickens have gone in for the night. So that's another reason why it's important to lock them in their coop at night. Now, the other thing about runs that you should remember is to put hardware cloth under the ground about half inch down, and you're going to want to put it around the coop. So dig down into the ground and then put it again about 6 inches to 12 inches vertically into the ground, and then you're going to want to lay it under the ground horizontally around the perimeter of your coop at about 12 inches out, if that makes sense. Now, this deters predators from digging, and if you plan to keep your coop in one place, you should only have to do this once in the life of your coop. And if an animal does happen to dig it up, you will have to replace it. But in most cases, if they haven't dug it up, you shouldn't have to do it more than once. So it's kind of a pain in the butt to do it the first time, but it will prevent digging. And the bottom line is that if predators can't get into your coop and run, they're going to lose interest and they're going to go find a meal someplace else. They're not there to harass your hens for, fun. They're there to get a meal. So if they can't accomplish that goal, they're going to go find a meal someplace else. These are all important steps to take because if a predator finds a meal once on your farm, they're going to come back and they're going to keep coming back until you solve the problem and until they're not going to get that meal. So it's a lot of these steps seem kind of like they're a pain in the butt, but again, in the long run, you're protecting your chickens. Now, the next thing to do is to make sure that nothing can live under the coop. Things like rats and snakes will do their best to try and get eggs and baby chicks, especially if the baby chicks are easy prey, let's say that they're day olds, that sort of thing. So make sure nothing can live under the coop. Either make the ground, like the dirt or grass, the bottom of the coop, or raise the floor a foot to 18 inches off the ground and make sure that you put hardware cloth around the bottom so that the rats and the snakes can't get into the coop in any way. Keep the floor clean and in good repair and, just plug up any holes that a rat or a snake might be able to get through in order to keep everybody safe and to keep the predators out. Now, something else that you can try is electric wire or tape. We use electric tape on our farm for our large animals, and it works extremely well. That stuff hurts, let me tell you. I've accidentally touched it on more than one occasion, and it's pretty painful. So if large predators are a problem in your area, in addition to the hardware cloth, if they just insist on trying to continually get into your coop and you just want a surefire way to keep them out, electric tape is one option. I can't say whether or not it will kill a chicken. We have chickens touching our electric tape all the time. None have died from it, and these are, strong voltage. However, I can't guarantee that that's not going to happen with electric tape, so sort of use it at your own risk. Now, one word of caution also is that electric tape is not such a good idea if you have kids. We have small children. They don't understand that if they touch the tape, it's going to hurt. Or, you tell them and they forget because that's just kind of how kids are. So if you're concerned about your kids getting hurt by it, if you have young children and they get, very interested in things that maybe they shouldn't, this might not be the best idea. This is more of an idea if you have, bears around or wolves around that are, trying to attack your chickens on all sides. And I do know people that are in this situation. So in those cases, electric tape is a good idea. It is a little bit more expensive. The box, for example, we have a strong voltage box. It costs like $80 to $150 for the box. Ours is one that you have to plug in. There's ones that are solar powered, and then there's ones that you have to actually attach to an electrical source. So again, this is something to consider, but it's sort of a, you tried everything and nothing is working sort of solution. Now, if you have predators during the day, for example, you have hawks or you have very bold coyotes or neighborhood dogs are, very frequently an issue during the day, consider using a chicken tractor instead of allowing your chickens to free range. Now, if you don't know what a tractor is, it's like a mini coop that you can move around your property. So it keeps them safe, but it's mobile, so your chickens can still, free range or be pasture raised without having the issue of, potentially getting eaten by a predator. Now again, whether you buy a chicken tractor or if you make one yourself, make sure that you're using half inch hardware cloth on it so that you can, make sure that predators don't get in during the day. And again, be sure to practice good animal husbandry practices, which, and by this I mean, make sure that the chicken tractor offers 8 to 10 square feet of space per chicken. You don't want to really go any less than that, especially if they're going to be in it full time. If they're going to be in it 24 hours a day, you definitely want to make sure it has 8 to 10 square feet of space per chicken. And the reason for this is so that they get enough to eat, they don't pick up bad behaviors, that sort of thing. And it goes without saying that if you are going to put your chickens in a chicken tractor during the day, make sure that they do have access to water and shade. And if you do decide to go this route, make sure that you get a sturdy chicken tractor, one that, is fairly large and one that, fairly large but still able to move it, but one that a neighborhood dog, for example, a big dog, can't just knock over. I see some of these chicken tractors and they're kind of small. They look kind of, they're kind of flimsy, like I could just kick it over, that sort of thing. That's not going to necessarily protect your chickens, even if it does have half inch hardware cloth. So you definitely want to make sure that it's substantial enough to withstand an attack by a dog, for example. Now, something else to consider are motion sensor lights, and these are for nighttime predators. So what these will do is, you turn them on and a dog walks across it, a wolf walks across it, and it triggers the motion sensor and the light comes on. So it will flood the chicken run with light after dark. And predators like coyotes, wolves, feral dogs, raccoons, pretty much any nighttime predator, they hate sudden light. It's sort of a, freaks them out a little bit, and they'll run away when the light comes on. Now, you can find solar powered motion sensor lights, and they are relatively inexpensive, so this might be a good first option to go with if you've done the coop thing, you've made sure it's secure. Consider motion sensor lights as your next option because it is relatively inexpensive. Now, if you're going to go this way, word of warning, make sure that you don't put them where they can disturb you while you're trying to sleep or your neighbors. But this is actually a pretty effective and a pretty non-invasive way to help protect your chickens because, as the predator tries to come into their run, the light comes on. So one thing to consider. Now, if you have the space for it, consider using a livestock guardian dog. This works well if you can make room for a dog and if you're allowed to have them. This is not the solution for everybody, but it is, one solution. If your chickens are getting pecked off by, let's say, raccoons, for example, a dog that knows its job, that, is bred to protect your livestock, will be a very good deterrent. And the idea here is that the dog will patrol the chicken run at night and it will provide a deterrent for predators. And I know very well that this works because we used to have a dog and we didn't have any problem with predators. We didn't even have any problems with rabbits. We had no rabbits, no predators whatsoever. In our case, our dog happened to be a predator himself, so it wasn't the best, solution, but again, it did work to get rid of predators and wildlife. Now, if you're going to do this, make sure that your dog doesn't want to chase chickens or hurt them. In our case, our dog happened to be a pet. He was not brought to our farm to watch chickens. So it just so happened that he kept predators away. If you're going to go the direction of specifically getting a dog to protect your chickens, make sure that he is bred for it and he's trained for it and he knows his job. You don't want him to chase the chickens, you don't want him to attack them, that sort of thing. And the other thing to remember is that if you are going to get a livestock guardian dog to protect your hens from predators, make sure that the dog is up to date on all of its vaccines. Just in case it does happen to get into a fight with a predator and it gets bit, you don't want to have a problem and you want to practice, good animal safety at the same time. So if you're going to get a livestock guardian dog and its specific purpose is to protect against predators, just get it its shots, make sure it's up to date on everything, and, be a good owner. The last thing anybody wants is to have a dog that is working so well and then have a big problem and it can't do its job anymore. Now, if you come into your coop and something's killed your chickens and you don't know what it is and you can't figure it out, one thing to use is a game camera. And this is not so much a deterrent, it won't deter predators, but it's more about helping you identify what is killing your chickens. And what these do is they take intermittent photos of, whatever, once it's triggered, it takes a photo. And they're relatively cheap, and I'll put a link in the show notes where you can grab one of these. You can find them on Amazon for about $50. I've seen them for about $50. And this is a good solution if your chickens are getting killed, but you don't know why. Once you can ID the predator, you can then sort of figure out how it's getting into your coop. If it's a big dog, it's going to get into your coop a different way than if it's a rat, right? In all likelihood. And you also might actually catch the predator in action getting into your coop and then be able to immediately eliminate the point of entry to keep your chickens safer, okay? Now, if you do find that predators are getting into your coop, then one of my best tips is to be prepared to take action immediately. Do things like keep extra nails, hardware cloth, wood, things that you can use to repair a hole or some sort of a devastating problem with the coop. And you're going to want to be able to do this as fast as you can. For example, if a bear comes along and wipes out half of your run, you're going to want to, fix it as soon as possible because what's going to happen? The bear's going to come back the next night. If a dog rips a big hole in your hardware cloth or it, happens to knock a door down, You're going to want to repair it immediately, otherwise the animal is going to come back and cause the same problem. And I can tell you that we have had to put up boards, we've had to redo hardware cloth in the middle of the night after a predator attack. So this is a very real concern, and it's something that you should, always want to be prepared for. So look at your coop, look at your run, what are the main components, what are possible points of entry, and just keep that stuff on hand. Now, at the beginning of this episode, I mentioned a checklist that you can download. If you go to thefrugalchicken.com/predators, again, that's thefrugalchicken.com/predators, you can go ahead and grab the free download. Now, what's going to happen is you're going to go to that URL, thefrugalchicken.com/predators. You'll be asked to enter your name and your email, and then the checklist will be emailed to you immediately. All right? So go ahead and just grab that. And again, it has three extra tips on it that I did not talk in this podcast, just simply for the sake of time, but they are still excellent tips that you will want to have on hand just to make sure that your chickens are not attacked and stolen by predators, because who wants that, right? That is the end of this episode. I hope it gives you some good idea of how to keep your chickens safe from predators, and that now you feel a little bit more knowledgeable about it and a little bit more able to keep your chickens safe. Again, thanks for listening to this episode of What the Cluck, and I'll see you next time.